Proverbs 3, verses 19 and 20. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. We have looked at the wisdom of God and its effects on the lives of the people of God. We have seen its fruits in the lives of those who will apply its teachings and follow its ways. Now we turn our attention to its effects on the world around us. This passage focuses our thoughts on the beginning, the creation of the world. The psalmist said, O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom thou hast made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. We look at the creation of God, the world about us, its mysteries, thunderous power, delicate balance, beauty, and marvel at the wisdom behind it all. We are stunned and awed by its amazing complexity, meshed into a beautiful simplicity. When we consider the heavens and the work of the hand of God, we think of the cry of David, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. The prophet Jeremiah declared, He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom. He hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. We marvel at the wisdom of God, as he broke up the depths and fashioned the rushing rivers and quiet streams. We watch in wonder as the clouds of the heavens collect the moisture and release it on the parched and thirsty ground. The planets and the stars speed through space. The birds of the air soar through the sky, all in perfect order and harmony. The seasons come and the seasons go. Crops are planted, harvested, and eaten. We look behind it all and see the hand and wisdom of God. The universe glitters with the infinite beauty and grandeur of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. It is displayed for all to behold the wisdom, power, and goodness of God. One of the questions that come to us as we consider the works of God is not only what was done, but why. We can see what God has done by looking about us. We even know how it was done. God created all things by the word of his power. He spoke them into being. But why? There are a number of reasons given in the word of God, but one is quite meaningful and personal to each of us in our daily experience. He has created it all for our good and for our enjoyment. The great shepherd leads his people like the sheep of his pasture. He takes us to the still waters and green fields and encourages us to enjoy what he has provided. He has made provision to refresh our bodies and restore our souls. It is interesting to note that God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit acted together at the creation of the world. The Bible says that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Bible says of the Son of God, For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. When you look at the physical universe around you, it should remind you of Jesus Christ. All things were created by him and for him, all things physical and spiritual. He is the author of our faith, for he alone can give eternal life to those who come to God by him. By the power of the creative word of God, physical life and spiritual life began. We are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever.